Today, my brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the great feast of the presentation of our Lord. As Simeon said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples." My brothers and sisters, all those who are praying the liturgy of the hours every day, at the night we have a beautiful prayer from the words of Simeon, saying that, "Lord, I have seen the salvation of you, and let me go in peace." My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the feast of presentation of the Lord today, it is very important to all of us and to the entire globe to present ourselves to the care of the Lord. As all of you are watching on media now, virus corona has affected nearly 16,500 people and nearly 260 people have been dead. Above all, we could see the fear and the excitement and the stress on the people, not only at China but also around the globe today. How this virus is going to affect you and me, and being cautious about ourselves. The technology is growing and we are so proud and happy. But at the same time, from the time of the book of the Old Testament till today, from the disease of leprosy and till today the virus of corona, how many diseases have become a stress, a pain, and we want to depend on the healing power of the Lord. And yesterday I was telling at Sugar Camp Church, it is good to be back to Three Lakes and Sugar Camp. And after the mass, one of the women came and asked me, "Father, are you really honest? You want to be back in Three Lakes now?" Then I said, "I'm really honest. I want to come back. Father, I don't want to be here." Then I said, "I want to be here." She said, "Please explain to me, Father." Then I said, "When I was at home, the weather was about 85 degrees, 85 Fahrenheit. And from now till the end of June, it will be going about 120. So I don't want to be there. So it, for me, it is a better place to be here." Then I was at home for 3 weeks. I had the opportunity to bless 2 weddings. And being at the baptisms, and on the last Sunday, Sunday early hours, there was a big earthquake in my own village, about 15 seconds, and everything was shook, and everybody was so terrified. They came in the middle of the night, about 2:45, everyone to the. It is like a week count, it is a attached houses one after the other. So everybody came out, and what to do now? The earth was roaring like a big sound. And the next day morning, we could see the church was fully packed. So my brothers and sisters, the life of each one of us sometimes terrifies, sometimes makes us more happier. But by presenting ourselves to the Lord, to the care of the Lord, then everything will be at easy. So today, as we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord, we are also celebrating, as Pope St. John Paul II instituted, a day of prayer for women and men in consecrated life in the year 1997. So this celebration is attached to the feast of the presentation of the Lord on the 2nd February. So today I want to compile my homily to four essential points. The first one was, why did Mary and Joseph went with the baby Jesus to Jerusalem? From Bethlehem, they went to Egypt. From Egypt, they have to come back again to Jerusalem. So it is a big, huge walk to fulfill the law of the Moses. The fulfillment of the law of the Moses is very, very important to the people of God that time. Even though you die, God will not care. But you have to fulfill the law of the Moses. The first point I want to share with you is cleansing. Why did Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus walked all the way, big curve, Bethlehem to Egypt, Egypt to Jerusalem, and then to their native place? It is to fulfill the cleansing spirit. As I was a child, I could see in my own village, whenever there was a birth, especially of the male and the baby girl, everybody, especially the women, have to fulfill a kind of custom where they have to purify themselves with natural medication and also offering so many prayers to the Lord in gratitude and making this birth as atmosphere, as a blessing which was being given by God. And in this presentation today, Mary is presenting herself as fulfillment of the law of the Moses, so that the husband and the child would grow in the purifying spirit of God, what the law insisted on them. Whenever we come into church every day to the Mass, after the sign of the cross, priest would say, "Let us accept our sins." So this is the time of the cleansing of our heart, presenting ourselves to the care of the Lord to purify, so that we will be filled with the grace of God. And the second point I wanted to share with you today is, it is very consoling. For whom it is consoling? In the book of the Old Testament, we have a prophet called Simeon. He is the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament, wherein we heard in the Gospel saying that Simeon was given an eternal life until he sees and holds baby Jesus in his hands. Unlike everyday regular activity, Simeon and Anne went into the church, to the temple of God, to do their customary activities. If they could have not gone on that day, they could have missed the opportunity. But when they went into the temple of God to offer, to be presider, they took baby Jesus into their hands, and there he found that his hands were shaking and he could see the glow, like the three wise men who saw the light on the face of Jesus, so too Simeon saw and prophesied that, "For this day I have been waiting to see the grace of God in my hands." So my brothers and sisters, I'm like Simeon. We need to receive the Eucharist into our hearts, not just as an activity, but as the grace of God and as the light which is shown in the life of Simeon. The third point I wanted to share with you today is, it is a compelling. Coming to church is not a choice. It is the grace of God which inspires all of us. When we come into the church of God every week and every Sunday, we are also getting the grace of the healing. Not only the words of our friends who consoles, but also the divine majesty. The grace of the Holy Spirit will instill within us and gives the strength to console ourselves and those who are in need. Finally, my brothers and sisters, we are communicating our spirit to the Lord. During the Mass, priest would say, "The Lord be with you," and you would say, "And also with your spirit." So my brothers and sisters, we are communicating, we are speaking by bringing our body into the church of God. We are presenting ourselves and communicating to the Lord, to the family, to the children, to the society, that we are the people of God, not of any other modern technology. We need the grace of God in our life. So tomorrow we will be celebrating the Feast of St. Basil, wherein he is the patron saint for all the throat cancer, throat infections. So if you go to Medjugorje, there is a place wherein his body is incorrupt. I have seen it with my own eyes. And if you see the encyclopedia about him, the St. Basil, you learn more about while one of the little baby eating a very delicious fish, and one of the bone was stuck in his throat. And he went to so many doctors, but they could not help. When they interceded to St. Blaise, immediately the bone came out of the throat. So from then on, the tradition is that whenever you bless the two candles with the throat, the intercession of the St. Blaise will be with all of us. So after the final hymn today, I will be blessing those who come forward. I will be blessing all the throats so that his powerful intercession heal all the infection, whatever we have in the throat, and give us the grace to glorify God forever and present ourselves as one nation, one Catholic faith, to adore the Lord and to love the Lord.